The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch
it. Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show, tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, October 20th, 2009. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, and the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, and the girl downstairs. The reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show is Uncle Jetta!
Hail and greetings. Boy, you had to think about that for a minute, didn't you?
I just had to catch my breath a little bit.
Uh-huh. And... I am not necessarily the only reason why we have an adult audience thingy on the show, and we found that out last night.
Yeah. As a friendly reminder, if you want to go join in on the mayhem, you can hop in our in-game chat channel, eq2.guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, or Jethel's parody songs, you can get them at kithacore.org.
Did you guys hear the way he just blew that one off?
Yeah, I was trying to complete my intro, hon.
Sorry.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So how you doing, Elkman?
Good, very good. Still jazzed.
Yes, we had a good night last night.
That was cool. That was really cool.
The Ranger Death Squad has been reborn.
Ta-da! I mean, literally, yes.
What was it? It was, what, four Rangers, a Swashbuckler, and a Fury?
No, it was three Rangers, a Swashbuckler, and a Fury.
Doing unrest. And we cleared the zone.
Well, we did have Valander join us when we started to go downstairs, so that...
Well,
no.
That's the Fury.
No. Let me go back up here. Three Rangers, a Swashy, and a Warden. And then, when Valander joined us, we were getting ready to go downstairs into the caverns and stuff. He joined, and that's the Fury.
Ah, so. I see.
But still, we only had one wipe, and that was in the bar area, and from what I understand...
And no, we didn't wipe. I did not die.
Oh, okay, almost wipe.
I saw everything going south, and I camoed and backed off. Hey, you know as well as I do that I run on two levels. I'm either the only one to die or I'm the last one standing. That's just simply my history. I'm either the only one left alive or I'm the only one to die. So the rest of you were going down, so I backed off.
We just sort of... It was at the end of the bar where the staircase is, and we... Mm-hmm. We were
right in front of the fireplace.
And somebody AOE'd, and the next thing I know, we've got everything from above coming down. It was not pretty. I just went poof.
It was a horrible, horrible scene. I saw it all.
Oh, the mayhem and carnage. I had to get some ale.
Oh, he's always drinking. Any reason to drink.
Of course.
But,
I just finished a keg. Time for an ale.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
it keeps going like that, we're really going to need more supplies. But what happened is, well, of course, it's up on the blog, and it's over at kithacore.org if you want to check it out. And we were doing the Chrono Mage's mission, and I don't know, I just started asking for people if they wanted to go, and the next thing I know, we've got three rangers and then a Swashy, and then our warden showed up, and I was like, oh boy, mm-hmm. do we try this? Or I couldn't find a tank to save our lives, so...
I tried, you know, going up and down my friends list. The only tank I had on my friend list who was up was Jaheel from the Knights of Freeport, and he was busy doing some RP stuff, and so he couldn't come. Oh well. What can
you do? I grabbed my my shield. I have a bunch of shields. I had to look through them all, figure out which one would be best. I figured out which one it is. And you get it from a quest, I believe. It's Broken Toe something or other.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get through zoning, I'll tell you what it is. It's ugly. I mean, but it's big. But it's ranger usable. Yeah, I see. I'm zoned. What is it? Broken Toe Blocker. I believe it comes from a quest.
I have no idea.
I don't remember either. But, I linked it up in... It can't. Wasn't working.
And just so people know, I'm not ignoring you. I'm getting kind of a late start on the Moonlight Enchantment thing. You know, the thing that started at midnight tonight is supposed to end at midnight. Yeah.
Are we even enchant? Are you? Do you? I'm getting weird things here. Like I'm not. I don't have any of my. My keys or nothing all of a sudden.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't see the channels. It's like I'm not here. Send me a tell and see
well,
if I even...
Well, you said that you locked up while you were zoning and you shut down EQ, right?
Yeah, I'm going to zone back out.
Yeah, well, you could have screwed up all your settings.
Okay.
That's entirely possible. Let me see here.
Yep, it's all screwed up.
Did you get that?
I got something, yeah.
Well, that's from an alt I just rolled up to do the moonlight thing.
I'm going to camp out and come back. Something's really funny. I don't have any keys or anything.
It is possible you corrupted your character setting file.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. No, I've been having problems zoning in and out of the guild hall. I go to zone in and... Well, geez, just wouldn't do.
Oh, I know. I know quite a few people have told me that recently. It's, you know, not that we have too many items or anything like that. Just for some reason, zoning is having an issue.
At least to guild halls.
Yeah, Trista is saying it took forever to zone into South Kinos.
So anyway, last night we had a blast. We went in not knowing if we were going to be able to do it, and we just kept going, and it kept working, and I think the hardest part was I didn't know all the ins and outs of the zone. I've been there half a dozen times. I know that you got to do this, and you got to do this, and you got to do this. You know, you got to get the key, and then pig meat, and then there's something in the graveyard, and the piano, and all the other, in the bar, and all
this.
So I had to get the walkthrough to figure out, okay, we got to do this first, and then we go over here, and then we got to get a hammer before we leave this area, and then we got to get these over here.
Mm-hmm.
So that slowed us down some.
And I did remember that, yes, I have actually been in there before when the zone's been cleared, because I remember getting that guy's skull in the mail before.
Ah. But that was still pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, and... There's a post up on the forums in the community area, and it just jazzes me out when people post and say, yeah, it's a blast, and we did something with, you know, this, you know, group combination, and we did really good, and it was fun, and, mm-hmm. and,
Well, I know you were jazzed when you came to bed last night, because you wouldn't let me sleep!
Yeah. Well, it's not often that the ranger gets to tank!
When I
got to tank!
Ooh! There are new decorating squares available now.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was thinking that they should be.
Sandy square.
Mm-hmm.
A rough plank.
Yeah, I want the rough plank.
Ooh, that does look nice. Know what that is? That is the floor texture from Kelethon.
Yep.
And a flat sandy square.
Yep, oh, I'm all back to normal now.
Good. No, that's very cool. Actually, I had recommended, you know, I sent a message by Facebook to Domino about, you know, how about some different textures like wood or stone or something like that. Doesn't look like they've actually implemented the, I did actually recommend a sky square, you know, that you could hoist to the ceiling so it looked like you're outside. But they haven't done that. But I'm glad that they've, you know, got more stuff here. I mean, that's cool. I really would like to see dividers without the edging. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be nice. Just squares.
Yeah, just a flat wall square. Because, you know, you're trying to, you know, make a corner or something like that. Well, now I have to match up the edging, you know, and, you know, stuff like that.
Dude, there's the buckler or blocker or shield or whatever I was using.
Broken toe blocker.
I don't know if it helped or not, but like, you know, I wrote, it looked like it was working. Mm-hmm. I would duck under the thing.
I can't remember. Jethel was using one for a while. I can't remember what it was, though. If Tamaril is listening, if you could link your shield, that's what I was using for a while. Tamaril from the Antonia Vale server, she recommended one, and I found it on the broker.
Did that seem to work?
I think you did fine at the time.
We had fun. But, you know, I don't know if the mobs were dying laughing, you know, Ranger tank, ha ha ha, crank, you know.
Well, you know, if nothing else, for added effect, you were using the headless costume. So, look, you already knocked my head off.
Yeah, I know. That worked out okay. I got rid of it after a while because it's just so big, and I'm so used to not being that size, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even without the head, you're still pretty big, you know?
Oh, I know. I mean, during the hedge maze, when it turns you into a werewolf...
Yeah?
I get really disoriented in that because I'm not used to being a large character.
Yeah, I know. I drop my illusion, but even then, you're still large in size.
Yep.
But still, I mean, I've got the mobby doll from there, and I'm happy. Oh, that was another thing that I was sweating. It. What did we start? About 8? Maybe a little after 8?
Yeah, a little after 8, and we ended up going until after midnight.
Almost midnight, hon. It was almost midnight, because as soon as we killed him and we stood there for a couple minutes and took it in that the fact that we just finished this together... I declined everything and I gated out. I gated home and ran my butt to the harbor, and I turned in my quest, and it was midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, oh, you know, I'm going to look at the broker, but I bet you 10 to 1 it's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And it was there. So I bought a couple extra in case anybody that went with us last night didn't get a chance to buy one. I'll place it in your home and it's yours, just so you have it.
No, I'm good. I'm not much one for the plushies.
You're not into that.
Trophies, plushies. I'm honestly just not into it. I mean, I love decorating my house. Don't get me wrong. I love decorating my house, but yeah, I can do without a bunch of useless trophies.
I don't know. You should come look at my room upstairs. The extra room, it's pretty cool.
Mm.
You know, I really like looking at them. And I noticed something. If you hail them...
Uh-huh.
They turn to look at you.
Well, every NPC does that.
I know, but these are little, you know, dollies. They're really not supposed to be moving, but yeah, it's cool. I like it.
All right. Well, speaking of... What?
What did you think of the hedge maze, by the way?
Hedge maze, I love it. I think they did a fantastic job with it this year. They did a fantastic job with it. Not this year. We didn't have it last year. But, you know, I think it was really great that they actually used Cauldron Hollow, left everything intact, with the exception of, you know, they took out the well in the center of the place, and they built a maze around it.
I think that's frigging great.
It was, you know, good use of a zone that really wasn't being used a whole lot. I like it. And the, you know, if you go through the role-play and stuff, you know, you follow all the, you know, follow all the text and stuff. It's an interesting story, I think. Of course, for us, Mysterious Ranger Productions, one of the greatest things was you're about three quarters of the way through the maze and you come across little NPCs that are supposed to be snacks. They're food.
Well, of course, because you've been changed and you're hungry and
right.
Guess
so,
what?
So
nom noms.
Yeah, so they're supposed to be nom noms. Supposed to be little food. And the ghost of the dwarf goes,
Pell's magic keg is for all my leg!
Of course, that's reference to Brell's magic keg is for ale, our song and music video.
He wasn't a ghost. He's actually a little snack.
Oh, I thought it was a ghost.
But they're not ghosts. They're food. Eat them.
Okay, but yeah, that's that's reference to the song and the video, and not reference to the actual item. You know, I was telling someone about it because I thought it was cool, and they're like, "Oh, well, I have Brell's magic keg." No, it's not called Brell's magic keg. The item you have in your house is Brell's everlasting keg, or the keg of the everlasting, something like that. I call it Brell's magic keg. So I think that's really freaking great. I've been immortalized in the game again.
Everybody loves the song,
that's
including
cool.
Little beer brazen northerns that are just going to be eaten by
yes,
the big nasty wolf.
The beer brazed Norathian. You know who else loves that song? Our guest next week, because everyone always asks me, because we are going to continue our Know Your Role. Next week is going to be Brass. I have confirmed
Yay!
It. I have confirmed it. She's going to be with us. And what we're going to do, and I'm going to announce it ahead of time in the on Kithacore.org and on the community forum at EverQuest.com, EverQuest2.com, I should say. I will announce this. Give people plenty of notice. We are going to have live Ask a Drunken Dwarf with two drunken dwarves.
God.
With Doofu and Brass answering your questions about dwarfdom. And, I don't drink personally, so, Doofu will just be his pretend drunk. Brass guarantees that there's going to be ale in her hand.
I'll tell you what, I'll be drinking the ale down here for you.
So we're going to have fun with that. But this week, time for transition, time for segue. Speaking of, not used to being a large character, this week we continue our series of Know Your Role as we speak with Santania, the gnome. Santania, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay, Santania!
Hello.
How are you feeling today?
I'm actually doing fairly well. And speaking of Brell, just to let you know, Brell's the god who created us, so just as
yes.
a... Yes. Yep. We're better than... Well, depending on who you ask, we're better than the dwarfs.
Ooh!
But, yeah, sometimes...
Ems is fighting worse!
that's what they say. But, intellectually, like... yeah.
Yeah, them gnomes. Just fighting words. You're gonna get beat for that.
I know. But it depends on who you ask. It all depends on who you ask.
All right. So let's talk gnome, shall we?
Absolutely.
Gnomes, of course, famous for their works with the clockworks. Little wind-up,
yes.
They're not always wind-up. But some of them are.
And
I'm sure that's how they started, correct? You had to wind them up, you know?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of the gnomes back in the Akanon, actually, believe it or not, they have a phase that they go through in their life. Which is called Fiberty, believe it or not.
Hmm.
and Fiberty actually is where a a gnome actually creates their very first clockwork. They're actually very first working clockwork, believe it or not.
So that's a rite of passage.
Yes, yes, we have a rite of passage. Very well.
It's kind of like losing your virginity.
In a way, yes. In a very way.
They're tinkering virginity. Be specific.
Specific, yes.
Okay, and that's called what?
Fibberty. Yes. Fibberty.
All
right. Yes, so have you gone through Fibberty?
Fibberty. Santania, myself, I have not gone through Fibberty. Unfortunately, I don't like the sound of clockworks. They're too loud. Yes, unfortunately. Unfortunately, they're too loud. They're too loud for me.
A gnome that doesn't like the clicking of clockworks.
No. I did not say that. I said that they are too loud.
Oh, okay.
They're too loud.
Hey, Elkwin, I think we got the wrong gnome on the show. doesn't like clockworks. Yeah, it's all right. Okay, so Fibberty is making your first successful clockwork.
Yes.
And you have not done that yet. Okay.
No, I have not. No, and I don't plan to. As old as I am, I don't ever plan to. But eventually, maybe someday, I might be able to create my very first one. We'll see.
Okay. So let's see. Gnomes, of course, right now you're living in the Baubleshire. Or I should say gnomes start in the Baubleshire. That's the area that's been assigned to you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, before that it was Akanon.
Yes. Now it's Clackanon. Sadly, we had to leave there shortly after the rending.
Mm-hmm. Clockwork Rebellion. Actually, wait a minute. Was it that the Clockwork rebelled, or they just found that everyone had left and decided to, you know, just take it over?
Actually, you know, what happened is we actually believe, you know, we actually set them up so that they would take care of Akanon, so that they would, you know, so that we could come back after, you know, the shattering and after everything that had happened, you know, so that we could come back and live back in our own area. And so, therefore, we actually created, I guess in a way, a sort of a program that makes them, you know, take care of the area.
Self-sufficient.
Pretty much, yeah. Where they'll be able to, you know, fix themselves and make sure that everything is in well working order when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it didn't work that way.
So what started off being a self-sufficiency program turned into, well, we're just taking the joint program.
Pretty much, yeah.
We don't need those stinking gnomes, is what they said.
That's pretty much exactly what they said, actually. Believe it or not, they said that, you know, you left us for, you know, 500 years plus, and now you want to come back and say, well, you want our city back? No. It's ours now.
Yeah, they said, lube you, is what they said.
Oh. It's terrible.
I know.
Terrible.
So how tall is your average gnome?
About 3 foot five.
3 foot five.
3 foot five, yes. We're about 3 foot five. You know, our hairstyle, believe it or not, is we like to be a little crazy with our hair.
I noticed that.
We also enjoy, you know, naming things and ourselves, things that are very difficult for other races to actually understand, you know, or be able to say. I know for the longest time, you yourself, Duffel, and Elquin was actually unable to say Santania's name.
Yeah, I used to call you Santania or...
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus, you know.
Not Santa Claus.
Now we know it's Santania.
Santania, yes. And Krellick. Krellick. Absolutely. No, we love to name things. It's actually part of our enjoyment as a, you know, smaller race. We get to think of cool little things like that.
But really what it is, just it's just a need to fuck with people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're very curious and we love to, our favorite holiday, believe it or not, is actually Bristlebane Day, the Festival of Bristlebane.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we love playing tricks. Probably just as much as halflings.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We tend to like to, play the tricks. But see, we also understand our audience as well. So if we know that the joke's going to go bad, well, we try not to do it before, or we try to resolve it before it gets that bad.
Right.
So.
Krellick's saying you guys both like toys, too.
Yes. Yes. We love toys. Any toy you can get our hand on. We actually enjoy making toys, especially for our, kids. Believe it or not, when we grow up, we actually have a lever in one hand and a cog in the other. It's the way we're bred, the way we actually grow up. So, but, another really interesting thing about, gnomes in themselves is we believe in through the system of Mechana Magica. Ever heard of it?
I have heard of it. Tell us about Mechana Magica?
Mechana Magica, absolutely. Okay. Yep. Mechana Magica, it is the belief that anything and everything can be resolved by science and or magic.
Ooh.
That's why a lot of the time, the clock that we gave to the Bale family, why we never had a clock before that time is because we didn't need it.
Ooh,
there was no need.
I actually wrote, not really a full article, but I actually wrote at kithacore.org recently about the clock.
About
the calendar, actually. It's right under... It's the last item on the menu. It says the Narathian calendar. And
mm-hmm.
Let's see. So the gnomes were the observers of Akanon.
Yes.
Who came up with the 10-day week, 12-month year, and 3 seasons.
Yes, very much so.
Haha, see, I did do a little research.
Hey!
Well, actually, what it was, I was adding a calendar feature to my UI. To be released. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what the hell are all these damn months meaning? So I looked it up, and 10 Ton Hammer had actually did a really nice write up on the creation of the calendar
mm-hmm.
several years mm-hmm. ago.
Yep.
So I just ripped off, the guys at 10 Ton Hammer.
Terrible. No, we're very proud of our Narathian. It's actually the Narathian, I think, if I remember correctly, it is the Narathian, Narathian Code of Trade Standards. It actually is a huge standard of, again, like you said, the days, the months, and seasons, and even actually has some of the, the cogs and the sprockets and how they all, work in our world. So,
mm-hmm.
Very huge document. It could be taking days to. But the biggest thing though is the calendar.
All right, so you guys created the Narathian calendar. That we all
yep.
use, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Now. I know I'm probably jumping ahead because mm-hmm. we normally don't cover this feature of the race until much later in the evening, but I actually found it fascinating that gnomes were actually the first race to invent sex toys.
Yes, absolutely. What race would you believe that would create it before us?
I don't know. I can't see the wood elves. Creating sex toys. Well, then again, what else are sex toys?
I'll leave that alone.
Now, remind me everybody about the adult warning at the beginning and who gets blamed for this.
We do have an adult warning at the beginning of the show, and it's all Elkin's fault.
See? I'm being a perfect little angel over here.
Uh-huh.
La, la, la. Wait a minute. There goes my halo. Sorry, hang on. Okay.
Not necessarily, Nicatel. Vibrating gnomes is not actually per se the right word to use.
Why did I get pictures of like a troll or an ogre?
Oh. No, gnomes.
Hey, shake up the gnome.
Gnomes are not sex toys. Gnomes are not sex toys for the large races. So just stop.
No.
To the point where they're just quivering.
No.
Yes, now they are shaking. In terror.
That's the added bonus anyway.
Oh god. Anyway, moving on.
Can I feel them wiggling?
yes, we've that's terrible. We are not to be used as sex toys.
No. Unless you're, you know, married to one, then, you know, sex toy away. But okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's see, gnomes. Short, you do Mechanimagica, you do Clockworks.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we think about with gnomes? What other points would you like to bring up before we start asking, taking questions from the Peanut Gallery out there?
From the Peanut Gallery? A really interesting thing about, you know, us and making Clockworks, and I guess the reason more of why we make the Clockworks. An example is pretty much like in the Battle of Fadeware. One of the big things that, unfortunately for us, is not, I guess it's not what's the word I'm looking for? It's not our strong point in the sense of our history. Mind you, we don't really dwell on the history. We just more of find it if it's necessary. But in times of war, we actually do create armies of clockworks to go in to battle so that there is less casualties. However, in the our bad example of that would be the Battle of Fadeware, where we were actually having to protect ourselves and try to create our clockworks, and we just didn't. It just ended very badly.
Mm.
So...
Just think of all those lives could have been saved if the gnomes would have gotten off their asses. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
We need some advanced warning. Do you know how hard it is to make a clockwork? Really?
No.
Jethel has done some tinkering, although everything I seem to touch seems to blow up.
Yeah.
I tinker. And it's not an easy thing. I mean,
no.
Tinkering
I don't
move is just
my
not just
Hoosier banger by my from my springle rocket, but you know, I do my best.
It takes a lot of practice. I think the reason why, you know, I haven't created my own, not only because of the fact that they're fairly, fairly loud, is because it is very difficult. There's a lot of calculations and a lot of finesse. And even though a lot of, you know, gnomes by nature have that finesse to create them, you know, I just don't have the knack. I can fix them. Don't get me wrong. I can fix them. But I just don't want to create my own.
I see.
I do my best for sure.
Santini is actually a provisioner.
Yes.
She makes good food too.
Baker of fine foods.
Yeah. They say that, like I said, you know, before, they say that they grow up with a lever and a cog. I grew up with a cog and a whisk.
There you go.
Yep. It's one of those things that I just, you know, I think I found my biggest thing in, is, you know, I tinker in my own way, you know, with food. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, I can see.
I've found that, tinkering with, like, Jum-Jum specifically is one of my favorite things to do, so.
No, Jem Jem is a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
As we learned with Morian about a month ago. Jethel just loves smoking Jem Jem, so... But that's something completely different. Hey, Rain Song from the Oasis server would like to know, what are your thoughts concerning the Kawada doll, the High Elves?
High Elves. Actually, we have a respect, actually, for a lot of different races, our nature is to be very kind and very, open-minded, I think is the word I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And talking to them isn't interesting, but we do our best to get along.
And of course, Lyra would like to know, what do you think of Frostfell?
Yeah, I was actually bracing for that subject. Actually, believe it or not, we do like Frostfell, not as much as Bristlebane Day, but we do enjoy getting gifts. It's a great season, especially for me, in the sense that I love to bake. It's my baking season, so.
Hey, what kind of present would make a great present for a gnome?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, for me, it's different, but, for a lot of gnomes, it'd be spare parts.
Just some cogs and gears and...
Yes, absolutely. Cogs, gears,
Happy Frostfell, here's a tube of grease.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, there's I know that there was there's different things you can give us, specifically cogs and gears and the whole nine yards. It just all works for us. All works.
And the cold doesn't bother you? I mean, gnomes are rather small. I imagine the cold does bother you quite a bit.
That's why we wear heavy cloaks.
Okay.
So you're saying a box of floozle bits would be totally cool?
Absolutely. Because that gives us creative prerogative to make something else that, we may need around our house. A little machine that, sweeps up your floor. A clockwork that sweeps your floor.
Well...
we try our best to make sure that, because who has time? Seriously, who has time to go out and clean their house when they're out adventuring and exploring things?
Very true. Very true.
That's one of our biggest things, is we love to explore. How do you believe that, all these, nice little spots, that you find, are running around Enchanted Lands or, Antonica. I mean, who do you think explored those? Hello?
Oh, I know. I remember very well when the gnomes discovered Velios.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We actually, I believe we were also one of the ones who found Fadeweir again as well. If I remember correctly.
I think so. I don't remember the lore off the top of my head.
And you remember that, there was gnomes that helped blow up the Nariat gates, too.
Mm-hmm.
They were riding in the backpacks of the rangers.
They were?
Yep.
Yes.
Very cool.
We're very good with explosives. We're very multitasking. Believe it or not, we're very multitasking. If you need something, we most likely have it, or we can make it within a matter of hours.
Clorny from Befallen wants to know if it was gnomes or the Erudites that blew up Luckland.
We don't take any responsibility for Luckland blowing up. We did know about it, but we don't take responsibility for that. We actually, I believe, from what I remember of the lore that I did find, we try not to dwell on the past, but, what I did find is that we, because we are kind of more of the Narathian astrologers, is the best way I can put it, we actually, you know, I think we knew in a way that it was going to blow up. We just didn't know when or how or why or any of that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Insider information, maybe?
Well, in a way, we back. Go ahead.
So what you're saying is there was a plot. You knew about it. You didn't warn anyone. Damn you, gnomes!
Man, we get blamed for everything, even though not all the time it's our problem. You know, although we did actually upset the gods by making our own little guard, you know, the in Akinon. You know, and you'll catch me calling it Akinon because that's why I believe it is, as opposed to Clackinon. But back in the day, we actually created a really big dragon to protect our home. I mean, it's not that we didn't have faith in the gods, but we wanted to make sure that there was actually something there to ensure that our safety.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've met that dragon.
Yeah, he's not very friendly anymore. He used to be quite friendly, but, you know, what's a few 500 years, right?
Yeah. Well, what can you do? Okay, what other points about gnomes would you like to make to the audience?
That, you know, one of the things that, I guess the biggest thing, you know, personality wise is that we try really, really hard not to be rude. You know, if you're talking to a gnome about a specific issue or a specific thing that they really don't care about, they'll continue to nod and say, uh-huh, yep. And pretend that they're listening while looking at you and counting how many times you blink in a minute. How your hair falls and moves, and yet still understand the gist of the conversation so that they can then respond correctly and within time for your, you know, to ensure that, you know, to make you believe that we were actually listening to you.
I see.
So then how can you tell if a gnome is really interested in what you're saying then?
I guess you can't.
You can't.
You're nope. Taking your chances.
You're very well taking your chances. Absolutely. We do our best to make sure that, you know, I guess, you know, if we want to correlate this to the real world, I've been told that, you know, gnomes are pretty much high-functioning autistic with a dash of ADD.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much us in a nutshell.
All right. Valander from the Antonia Vale server, also a member of the Legion of Kithkar. I brought up something I was going to bring up a little bit later on, but why not? We may as well touch on it now. What's the story behind Meldrath the Malignant?
Meldrath the Malignant. That's a really good question. That's something I am not 100% on. Again, you know, these informations are not readily available, you know, with the, you know, with our library being in the Akinon. Proper, it's not available, but you know what?
Elgwyn, I think she's blinking and nodding and saying,
I know. I know, I kicked his butt not too long ago.
He's the big dragon, isn't he?
No, he's a gnome.
He's a gnome!
He built a mechanical mechanism that he climbs into to fight you. He's only a ghost now, but before he was a flesh and blood little... I think he was a wizard. All I know is he really could kick your butt a long time ago. He was in the Minotaur Caves.
Yes.
In Steamfont. We used to hang out there and pick off the spiders to get servo micro servers to make true shot bows. And people would go in and train out all the Minotaurs and him sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's just he's still in the Minotaur Caves, but he's a ghost now.
Well, it's been, you know, again, it's been over 500 years. I mean, we do only have a 500 year lifespan. We don't live forever, right?
Right.
So,
and Zerzol would like to know, why don't you make a clockwork tracking device? But there is one, isn't there?
There is a gnomish divining rod that will show you where sparklies are and harvesting nodes. It won't track mobs. But then everybody's got tracking nowadays, so just grab your anything that's an elf and have them point things out for you.
Now you're giving people ideas of, like, picking up whales by the legs and holding them like a divining rod.
I could see it happening. I need to find this. Spins a wood elf.
I could just see some freaking stupid troll picking up an elf, holding him by the legs. Anything over there? No! Hello over there! No! Put me down!
You know, that would be a really good idea, actually. That, you know, hey, we're looking for recruits, right? From what I'm seeing here, you know, as I open up my book of lore, it looks like he was very much he was an outcast, pretty much. They didn't like him. They didn't, you know, he was
a bastard.
He just pretty much, yeah.
The channel's saying that he was a necromancer.
I think so.
All I know is he kicked my butt a few times in the olden days, except for now I've had my revenge.
Revenge? Yeah.
Revenge is good.
Yeah. He's a very nasty person. You know, which actually brings us back down to the fact that, you know, interesting, you know, because we're so materialistic in our views and our way, we actually, there's a couple of gods that we normally, as a race gnomes, actually normally follow. Being if, you know, you're on the light side, we follow Brel or Bristlebane, you know, our creator, or the fun and jokes. But if you're on, you know, the darker side, we actually worship Bertoculus. Which is an interesting one, too. But. Yep.
God, now I have an idea for another friggin' song.
Uh-oh.
Well, based on Madonna's Material Girl. Do you like Material Gnome? Or something like that.
She's a Material Gnome.
Oh, goodness. Oh no. That would actually be an interesting song, for sure.
You know that she's hiding in boots and stealing your loot.
Hey, there you go. Write it down. Yep.
Write it down! Absolutely. Let's see here. Mira isn't wearing her frost. Oh no! We've got a sighting of Lyra not wearing her Frostfell hat.
No! Oh, I forgot to remind you guys that the Incy Wincy Spider's having a Halloween bash tonight. Costume conniest and everything.
Oh, no. It's terrible.
Well.
Which is probably where Lyra is running around without the Frostfell hat.
Quite awesome.
Maybe it's a different color Frostfell hat.
But it's pumpkin shaped. At least that's what I've heard.
Well, I'm not heading down there. I'm going through, you know, like I said before, I'm going through the moonlight enchantment thing. And I'm putting together a haunted forest.
Woohoo!
And I need more stuff.
And yes, I finally found the fog machine.
Oh yeah. All week, you know, ever since the Night of the Dead celebration, someone in the OGR channel kept asking Elquin if she found the fog machine.
We have
a fog machine in the closet, so she thought...
It's dead now.
Right, but you thought they were talking about that.
Yes.
Come to find out, you know, we got these fog banks that you can get over in Loping Plains behind the haunted house. Well, we didn't put that together until Skyheart, I think it was, came out and told us about the little Easter egg that they didn't bother to tell us about. But then again, I suppose if they actually told us about it, it wouldn't be an Easter egg.
Like, yeah. See, there you go. It's total of gnomish intentions.
Mm-hmm.
We like to do Easter eggs every now and again.
Well, that was one of them.
Yep. Absolutely.
Any others that I should know about?
I don't know of any. Unfortunately, they don't tell me these things.
We You're a gnome. You're supposed to know these things.
Yeah, but I can't know everything, right? I do my best. I must be more social. That's what I need to do. Being a little bit more on the socialer side.
Rain Song on the Oasis server would like to know what you have to say about the gnomes, quote-unquote, liberating Felwith during the War of the Fae by actually leveling it.
That's a really... I think it has to go back down to the fact that, you know, we were trying to do our best to help, you know, but unfortunately it backfired. Every good invention and every good thing has a downside.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have comments here from True Flight from the Antonia Bale server.
Okay.
Dwarves were made from Brel's finest, while the gnomes were made from Brel's light.
Yes, pretty much. Absolutely. You know, we actually were, you know, Brel actually created us more as, you know, as not necessarily, you know, as a competition, mind you. You know, and I do apologize for any dwarves that I offended at the beginning of the show. But we're more of the intellectual, and we're more of the, you know, we do more of the mystical tinkering, and, you know, we're mischievous, and we're just there. We're more of the thinkers, as opposed to the, what's the word I'm looking for? The brute force. So.
Hey, Ulzrock would like to know, do you care for froglocks?
They're okay. They're, you know, I mean, they're, to me, they're a little bit on the, you know, eustride, but I'm not a big fan of frogs. So, but, you know, we're very friendly and we'll get along with anybody. We're very adaptable. We'll try to figure out, you know, how to talk to you in any way, even if we have to make clockwork to translate. And I know I saw a question about why gnomes live in Freeport. I saw that, I think, from Lara. And the reason why they live in Freeport is because of their... I guess their... because of their, you know, belief system that, you know, we believe that there's always a way to make things work. I'm losing my words. You see, this is what we do in Gnomish Land. We get lost. I have lost for words, but I do know that we believe that it is a
say that some gnomes live in Freeport because it would serve to be a better way to Yeah.
It's for the better good. It's
to
for
hell
the,
with Freeport! You Freeport guys suck!
Absolutely. We believe in the better good. It, you know, the reason why we create our stuff is for the common good. It's to help out whoever we're next to. So we do it for the better. Mechana Magica, yes. You know, again, Mechana Magica, the belief that everything can be resolved via magic and mechanics. Oh, goodness. What else? And by the way, just as a... there actually is a name for the device, the Fiberty device that we actually create. Mm-hmm. It's actually called a Clockwork Gibbet.
Gibbet.
Gibbet. So if anybody comes up to you and you know, this gnome in particular, and they call you a Fiberty Gibbet, that's a very, in a way, a very bad thing.
Hmm.
Because we talk about our Clockwork Gibbets. so much, and it consumes our entire, you know, childhood and our entire, you know, teenage, I guess is what you would call it, teenage life, that, you know, we talk a lot about it. And therefore, if you're called a fibbity gibbet, you're actually being told that you talk too much.
Oh.
So, that's a nice, yep, some fibbity gibbet, yep. Someone who has a tendency to chatter.
Alrighty. How are you enjoying the the Night of the Dead ceremony celebrations?
Well, I actually was able to go through both Haunted Houses and the Hedge. The Hedge took me a while, and I got lost many times. That perspective point that you guys were talking about earlier with the hedge in itself is very much a different perspective. I've been a gnome my entire gaming career, and you know, being looking up higher, it's an adjustment for me.
Hmm.
But yes.
Yes, Rainsong, I believe Rainsong is correct. The next time a gnome calls you a fibbity gidget, a gibbet, you are free to punch them in the face. And you can tell them Santania said it was alright.
Hey! No, I did not. I said that it's not a good thing if they call you such. It just means you need to, well, be quiet a little bit longer.
Shut the hell up!
Absolutely.
All right. So what is you, a sweet little gnome with a very cheery disposition? What the hell are you doing in the Legion Academy?
I found home. My mentor, believe it or not, is a dark elf. Is a dark elf. I know, crazy thought. My mentor, Ursan, actually brought me here. I've no idea exactly.
He kidnapped you?
No, he didn't. He didn't kidnap me.
He smeared you with peanut butter and barbecue sauce. We know about those dark elves.
That's terrible. That's terrible. As I am.
I almost left her speechless. I love it.
Slap a couple crackers around her and call her good. Okay.
No, as you've just killed Ursan in the background.
Frenchie.
No, I've found my home here because, you know, it's friends. There's a lot of friends, and my entire life I've been surrounded by friends, and I want to keep it that way. You take my friends away, and I become a very unhappy gnome.
Can't have an
unhappy
gnome.
Well, we're very happy to have you.
I appreciate it.
We're lucky to have you. I know you fed Prima the other day, and she keeps on and on about how good the food was and stuff, and complaining to me that I don't feed her enough, and she has to make food from gnomes in the hall. Oh boy, she let into me.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm sorry, I just, you know, I blame Fred. He probably eats it all what I leave out for her. What he does, don't know, because he doesn't really eat, so we don't want to go into that. Anyway, sorry.
So, I'm more than happy to create food for you, guild members. Just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to.
Yay, food. Lyra would like to know, do gnomes smear each other with peanut butter?
That is not, not that I know of. We're not a big, you know, peanut butter people. But then again, you know, I don't know some of the weird gnomes out there. There's a couple of weird ones. I don't know them for sure. So it all depends. Yes, grease is a very good grease and, oils for sure. Are the big things for gnomes.
Grease is the worst.
Greased up gnomes?
Bunch of
naked
greased up gnomes, I tell ya.
They slide better on the crackers or something?
No, enough with the crackers. We're not crackers.
They're not food!
They're not food. They're we're friends, not food. We're friends, not food.
That's the gnomish anthem for the year. We're friends, not food.
Not food. Absolutely.
I can see this is on the back of griffins flying through the air, you know, like buses, but this is griffins, you know, where he's supposed to put the stuff. Gnomes. They're friends, not food. Okay.
Brought to you by the Gnomes of Krakenon.
We're friends, not food. Okay.
I can just see this army of gnomes with picket signs, you know, going back and forth in front of the Big Bend where the ogres and the trolls live. We're friends, not food. We're friends, not food. Wait, where Charlie go?
I would
Charlie!
So be there. I would so be there in a heartbeat. Oh. And I would also have my cookies with me to make sure that, you know, if they do get hungry, I give them an alternative. Cookies.
Stuff their mouth with a cookie.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Or make sure they're burnt and, you know, toss them at them and take their eyes out.
I have not made a burnt food in years. What are you talking about? Burnt food is never good.
Nope.
Never, never good.
By the way, I have gotten a couple of tells from people. Mm-hmm. Just FYI, the background music we are hearing is from the Plane of Innovation of EQ1. I thought it appropriate.
Absolutely. If it, you know, again, we're very much the thinking type.
Knows.
I have been there. That's the point of innovation. I've been there a couple of times. But we won't get into my scary past. Scary past. We don't talk about the times before. But oh, terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Did Urson do things to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he did not. He was a mentor, not... he didn't... No, that's wrong. He befriended my family, mister. That's so
that's
wrong.
Where it always begins.
I know.
It's always a friend of the family, isn't it?
Oh,
we're kidding. We're kidding.
Ah, no. Nope. He taught me to be the illusionist that I am.
Okay, so what else can we say about gnomes?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. We've covered about their friendly, very social, will adapt well to any race or any situation. I guess our favorite classes, mages, priests, and scouts. You know, if we go into priesthood, we're very, very into the whole belief system. Very materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
Mages, because of the thinking, and a very analytical. Yeah, I think we've covered pretty much a lot of gnomes and their awesomeness, that is.
Why don't I set up some music and we'll take a little bit of a break?
Okay.
Let's see here. Any requests?
You don't have any gnomish songs, do you?
I do, actually. I think I'm a gnome.
You do? Oh, yay! So, do that one.
Okay, we'll do that one. Let's see here. We'll do that one. And we'll do that one.
Lara, it's a couple more months before Frostfell.
God, she's gonna explode before then.
I think so.
Actually, interesting enough, she was telling us about, you know, because I guess in the OGR channel we were talking about the holidays, you know, and the achievements, and she's like, yeah, there's Frostfell, not a Frostfell day, not a Frostfell day, and like five other not a Frostfell days.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very Frostfell. And Brawl's, you know, you should also do Brawl's Magic Keg is for ale.
Yeah, that'd be a good one to do.
Yes. So give the people what they want.
Booze.
Booze.
Booze. Yeah, lots of it.
Matter of fact, I'm having Winterhook.
Yay!
You what?
I'm having Winterhook.
Where's mine?
I drank it already. No, Doofy drank.
I didn't do nothing.
Then stay out of my Winterhook, then.
But it's so good!
Now you said a minute ago it was nothing. Now
bad.
It's so good.
All right, folks, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back in about 10, 15 minutes. Gentle Silverwing Show here, live, talking with Santania. And we're back. Are we back?
I don't know.
I'm front. I'm front, so.
I'm grooving side to side a little bit. Okay, so you did some research while we were off the air. What can you tell us about Meldrath now?
Meldrath! Actually, believe it or not, the story that I have got of Meldrath is actually a conjoined twin. He was, at least. Whom, you know, is actually conjoined at the chest. So the both of their boys' hearts, would be as one. What had happened is that his mother wanted, you know, two sons because she believed that she was robbed of, you know, of that because of the boys being conjoined. And so one day the lovely Bristlebane disguised himself as a healer and gave his mother a magic sword to just disconnect them. So she ran home, finding them asleep in bed. She plunged the sword between them, probably, you know, right where they're conjoined.
Right.
She ran home, they were asleep. They both magically, you know, they were unharmed. Both rubbed their eyes. She now had two baby boys. And then, for the first time, she actually even noticed, hey, one is cute and one is not. I think I will love the cute one.
Uh-oh.
Well, unfortunately, in this situation, Bristlebane said, oh, that's the one you want to keep? I will take that one. And basically, he floated up to the heavens, floated up to the surface of Norrath, into the sky, and was never to be seen again. The ugly Meldrath, unfortunately, was cast out by his mother because, of course, she was angry at Bristlebane for tricking her. He was basically rejected by Akanon for being not the cutest gnome in the world. He became a necromancer, and basically what happened is he revolted and, you know, basically was very bitter because, you know, we, in a nutshell, disowned him. So, unfortunately, with that, he's very bitter and very upset, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, poor thing. I feel bad for him. I feel really bad for him.
Somebody gets screwed!
Yeah. I guess that's what we get for trusting gods.
Bastards.
Yeah. But Bristlebane Day is always fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yep.
Okay, so what else can we talk about when we talk about worlds?
Let's see here. Well, we have a common saying. For every ever snicket going left, there's another one not going left.
Okay.
It's an interesting thing. For every ever snicket going left, there's one not going left. What do we mean by this? Well, after the events of shaking up Norath, we, you know, we still have the two major places, you know, in Norath, Kinos and Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there. And if Freeport's the Ebber Snicket going left, well, then Kinos is not going left. So very it's basically, true. You know, if you have, you know, if you have one, you have to have the other. So.
All right.
It's an interesting one.
It's kind of like me when I come to an intersection. You don't go straight. You go the way which is not right. That's the way I look at things.
Yeah.
Go the way which is not right. That means you go left or forward.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you really want to piss off someone's insurance agent, you go backwards.
Yeah. That's just a lot bad.
Yeah.
Very, very bad. Yeah.
Elkman, do you have any questions for our lovely gnome?
Angela Coria does. What kind of food is your favorite to make?
I'm a very big person of the Jum Jum cookies.
Mm.
I actually learned to love them in the Bubble Shire, believe it or not.
That's not hard to believe.
No. Being around a lot of halflings will do that to you. Halflings and such. Yes, but yeah, I enjoy making, you know, Jum Jum cookies. That's my favorite. I've actually pondered on actually creating a little shop outside of Antonica. Just to sell Jum Jum cookies. Jum Jum cookies and a little bit of milk. You know. Or even Fizzle Pop, even. That would work, too.
You know what I think would be fun for you? And I think you ought to do it. Find out a lot of the roleplay channels that are out there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we have the Claymore, of course, for those who belong to the Claymore Coalition. There's also the Raven Mythic.
Yes.
There's also, God, what other ones are there out there? Well, Iron Cove really hasn't been active at all lately. But I think you ought to go into these places that are like, they're chat channels, but they're taverns, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're tavern type settings. And just wander in. Cookies for sale! I think you ought to do it. I think that would be cute.
You know, that would be completely my MO. I do the cute and adorable fairly well. Maybe eventually I might get my name out there a little bit more.
There you go.
Hey.
Jethro Silverwing Show has been brought to you by Santania's Jum Jum Cookies.
You know, I've been pondering that it's a lot of work making a lot of cookies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work making cookies. But, you know, with all that work, you definitely...
Or hell, just make a bunch of cookies and show up at the roleplay taverns. You know, I got go to kithacore.org, and under the menu there, we have a list of... where is it now?
I remember seeing that.
The taverns of Norath.
Mm-hmm.
Find ones on the server, and hell, just go on in. Cookies? Anyone want to buy any cookies? Well, you know, you don't have to actually sell them. But, you know, cookies. Anyone want any cookies? You know, that kind of thing. I think it'd be kind of cool. Just wander around.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you're bored.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that's going to be what I'm going to start doing. I've been thinking about doing that, just kind of poking my head in. Does anybody want a cookie? I'll be your friend. Oh, goodness.
Be careful going into the Raven Mythic doing that, because, you know... it is actually located just outside of Freeport. It's neutral ground, but there could be some people out there who, you know.
Well, you know.
Gnomish sex toy type people, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not a sex toy. I don't roll that way.
You're not food and you're not a sex toy. I got another question from Angela Coria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She wants to know your opinion of Boxia. Boxia, the goddess of boxed goods?
Boxia? That one, I don't know.
Boxia?
I've never heard of Boxia before. But honestly, I guess I'm a purist. I like to, you know, make my things from scratch. So, I don't do boxed foods. Heck, in real life, I don't like doing boxed. But, you know...
I've never heard of her.
I have never heard of her either, and...
Angela Cora is saying, you remember that story? When you turn into crate form... I don't know, I guess she's talking about a quest. It had something to do with Boxia. I don't know.
Well,
Lyra's got gnome pickles!
I didn't know, I saw that! Gnome!
Oh, I remember. Someone okay. Quite a while ago, it was over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
God, I can't remember who it was. It may have been Angela Coria. I don't know. Was over by the... oh, God, I can't remember. Yeah. The name of the tower in Antonica. The Mystic Tower out in Antonica.
Oh, uh-huh.
When the box illusion first came out, we just went up to a bunch of gnomes, turned into the box, and was like, all hail the box goddess! And all the gnomes joined in. Oh, great box goddess! Yeah. So I think that's what she's talking about. I think it may have been
Oracle Tower.
What's that?
At the Oracle Tower.
Yes, the Oracle Tower. That's what it was.
That was her.
Okay.
That was Angela Coria.
Okay, she's Boxia.
Okay.
The box goddess.
Boxia, the box goddess. You know what? I think that's pretty awesome. I do. I like that.
I have to say that has to be one of the funnier random roleplay moments that's ever happened on the server.
Just going into
a box illusion and have people worship you as the box goddess. That's great. I like that.
You know, it's actually interesting. I think it's really cool that with gnomes specifically, one of our new, I guess it's not new in a way it is, but it's not. We actually can shape change into a clockwork.
They didn't take it from you?
What happened is, instead of taking it away from us, they actually enhanced it. So instead of us just, you know, it's basically being a useless illusion, now that illusion actually repairs our equipment cost free.
Really?
Yep. It will, it repairs. I know. It's part of our tinkering. Come on. Get with it. It's the tinkering. It is the tinkering, but yeah,
that's
no.
Cool for gnomes, really, I think that's neat.
I believe it, and you know, I don't have my.
Can you turn into a tinkered item like that? I mean, machine. Do any people think you're a repair bot and come up and give you gold?
You know, I don't like. I personally don't like doing my illusions, but I haven't tried that. I should try that sometime. And right now, I'm a Kara. Or Karen, or is it a Rotunga? I'm a Rotunga. Okay, then. I am currently a Rotunga.
There's a bit of a difference in the height on that.
So why are you a Rotunga?
I think... What is... Oh, it's the Knights of the Dead illusion.
Oh, so you ran up to the NPC and have them cast a random illusion on you?
Yep. Yep. Okay, well, I can go away now. And I'm also an illusionist, so I can be pretty much anything I want to be. Today, or any day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can be a dark elf. I can be a human. I can be... You know, it's one of the things that, you know, gnomes are very good for, or known for, is a lot of gnomes are illusionists.
How do you get over the change in the size?
You know, sometimes actually, for me, you know, switching, cause I like being lower to the ground, my perspective wise, but, sometimes if I'm not tall enough to get over some of the, like landscapes, like if I can't get over a rock for some reason, I can transform myself into a human and I can just walk over the rock like nothing happened. So it has some benefits.
I would think you'd get so used to being low to the ground that you might get dizzy when you get big.
Another reason why I turn my illusions off. I like being low to the ground. But yeah, it is definitely a height perspective difference. Very much so. But, yep.
Let's get some more questions from the audience out there. Have any questions about gnomes for the gnome expert?
Gnomes.
Gnomes, baby, gnomes. Of course, I'm not logged into the game just yet. Come on, damn it, Zone.
Well, they can always, you know, tell me. I don't mind. Santania. I know it's very difficult to even spell yet. You know,
so do gnomes do it with the lights on or off?
Candlelight.
Aha!
Very much so. Candlelight. Oh, that's true. I'm getting, intel from my husband, Kralik, who says that yes, candles are the best because it's great for wax play. Prelic.
Oh, gnomes are kinky too.
Yes, we are very. What do you think the spare parts are for? Seriously.
Uh-huh.
What do you think the spare parts are for? Come on now.
Uzrock would like to know why. Why do the gnomes need Ratongas to figure out how to make the airship fly?
We need a fresh perspective. We need, you know, I mean, we get so into the numbers that sometimes we need somebody else to help us. So,
so you guys were sitting there going, how come this thing's not flying? Let's go over the numbers again.
Number.
And then a Ratonga came up and go, you know what this thing needs? Hot gas.
Pretty
genius!
Much.
Genius!
Yep, pretty much. I mean, you know, because we think about these things, you know, we think about the numbers and we think about how it works, and sometimes we need a fresh perspective, you know? And if somebody, you know, comes along and says, well, what about this? How does that work? Oh, wait, there you go. And then they put it all together. It's the fresh perspective.
And
aspect.
Then they'll take the credit for themselves, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I was just about to recommend that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, when I eat a lot of cheese, sometimes I get gas. And, well, the gas seems to go up. Because everyone always hits the ground. So, wait a minute. Hot gas rises. Yeah, that's it. Gas!
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why valves are very important. Valves are very important in our clockworks.
Hmm. Alrighty. Questions for the gnome. We need questions for the peanut.
Questions from the peanut gallery.
Questions, baby. I think that's going to be my new thing. I'm just going to, baby, randomly.
Oh, no. Angela Coria wants to know what your greatest invention was, but I thought you didn't tinker, but...
I don't tinker.
Tinker.
I don't tinker, but my greatest invention would have probably be... it would have to be something baked. And
yeah,
I haven't
that would
figured
okay.
That out.
Food or otherwise, she says.
Okay, food or otherwise. That's a really good one. I don't know right off the top of my head.
It would probably be the discovery that gnomish cog gear oil is not good for baking.
We make a lot of mistakes, and that was probably one of the bigger ones.
I mean, I can see you, you know, reading your recipe book. Oil the pan. All right, oil the pan. Clop. The hell, man?
Ew. Oh, yeah, that probably was one of those batches
now,
I threw away last week.
Now, I used to be, I used to work in a garage, and the most foul-smelling thing in your car is axle grease. I would rather be doused in gasoline than be doused in axle grease, especially differential oil for the big trucks.
Well, yeah, it's been rubbed a lot.
What's that?
It's been rubbed a lot.
Yeah.
Used.
It is just... Ugh. So So I can just... So I'm imagining that is the not the type of oil being used in gnomish play.
No. Wait, it's the perfumey kind. You know.
I see.
Yeah, the perfumey. You know, I don't know about other gnomes, but I like to smell good, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's not, you know... As I approach my tinkering place of comfort, I know I make a lot of interesting things, you know, trying to figure out how to make the best, you know, Fayberry cheesecake with a little bit of, you know, my special ingredient. So.
Special ingredient, you say?
Yeah.
What would be your special ingredient?
But that's a secret. It is a secret. Only very few people know about my secrets. It's addicting, though. Nobody can get enough of my baked goods. Sorry.
So what you're saying is Krellick enjoys your muffin. Is that what he's saying?
I knew that. I ain't gonna lie, I'll lay off.
There's a reason the nude character gallery is called Fayberry Muffins, folks.
Yes,
it's
yes,
a
it is.
It's a euphemism, yeah.
Yeah. Fayberry I would have muffins. To say that Krellick likes my muffins, absolutely. if he doesn't, I don't know why he's married to me.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't... I think it's Kithel? He was saying that I can just see a gnome provisioner saying, grease the pan! Oh, well, okay, where'd my lubricant go? Oh, that just brings back memories. Oh.
Memories, like the swelling of her breath.
Squirt, 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 oh. Ew. Oh, goodness. I've learned very long ago. I've actually made, brownie part cookies before. Long, long time ago. I haven't made them as of recent, but brownie part cookies.
I'm just not as good as old brownie parts used to be. I don't know why.
You can't find them much anymore, unfortunately. At least I haven't been able to find them, for sure.
I haven't been able to find any brownie parts.
See? They must be going out of style.
It's either that or they're hanging out of their parts better.
I guess so.
Both hands, I don't know.
I don't know.
And maybe they're just too small to find, either. The brownies seem smaller than they used to be, you know?
I would say that.
You think
the brownies,
they were smaller?
No, I think they were smaller in EU1.
You think so?
I think so.
Probably.
I mean, you'd be going through the forest down there, and the next thing you know, you're getting smacked on, and you're looking all around going, what the heck is hitting me? And just before you figure out what it is, it's way down there on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe
Nillibus is my name. Stealing Jum Jum is my game.
Oh, he didn't. Nillipus was... Oh, I hated Nillipus. That was another one. No, I'm talking about Thistle Underbrush.
Thistle Underbrush.
I hated Thistle Underbrush. I would hunt that little guy after a while.
Oh, I remember Thistle Underbrush. I remember that. Oh, way back when.
I would go down there looking for him, tracking him down, and beating him into a little pulp and taking his parts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Back when I used to log into EQ1 just for the hell of it, there you know certain mobs you go hunting after just because you can. One of them was Grimfeather.
Mm-hmm.
The Equestrial the Corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
She never bothered me.
Thistle Underbrush. Gotta get it because he drops the pouch that lets you charm an animal.
Yes.
Yep.
For a short period of time.
Right. For about 20 minutes or something like that. But...
Yep.
All right. gnomes.
Yep, I remember killing a lot of brownies back in the day.
Wait. Do you have any information about Gearheart?
Gearheart.
What do you know of Gearheart, the clockwork gnome who used to guard Princess Julia, and now he resides in Kelithin,
guarding the princess.
Guarding the princess. That's I haven't heard of him, but I'm gonna have to check him out.
No, he used to be Princess Julia's personal guard in Lesser Fade Arc in AQ1, mm-hmm. and now he's located. He's kind of broken down.
He shorts out a lot now,
but now he apparently is a companion to the princess in Kelithin.
Huh. That sounds like a story of, I actually picked up a story the other day about a gnome who was looking for his own personality. Yeah, but I've never heard of him, and I'm gonna have to check him out.
Hmm.
Make sure that, if he needs fixed, I can try to fix him.
I think one of the quests that you do up there is to find him some parts and get him working again for the princess.
Well, that's something I'm going to have to work with him. I love fixing him. I just don't like being around them.
And I'm pretty sure by now he probably needs another booster or something.
Probably.
Or something, yeah.
That princess sure wears out her gear heart. What?
She's just a little fey. What are you doing?
What?
That's wrong.
What? What did I say?
Jeez. God.
I didn't mean it that way.
Yes, you did.
we go back to the gnomish toys. You know?
Well, maybe you should go see the princess and give her one so she'll give Gearheart a break.
Maybe she likes Gearheart in that way.
He shakes a lot. Trust me.
Well, I believe you. I actually just went back recently, back to Akinon and to Steamfont Mountains. That was not a very fun experience. It's changed a lot.
Yeah.
I was actually born in Akinon proper, believe it or not. It was very so going back was very hard to do, for sure.
A long time ago.
I think I've scared Nicatel there.
What?
Yes. He's saying what, wait, what? Yes, Santania is a lot older than a lot of people think she is.
Actually, I think he's doing wait, what, as to the suggestion that Gearheart may be a pleasure toy for the princess.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
Now he's jealous. He wants to go find out.
No.
If you see Orotonga up in Kalathan with the princess, just shut the door.
Yeah. I'll make sure I do that.
Boy, that didn't tell you how distracted I just was. I, zoned my fae into the Moonlight Enchantment thing, got the quest, and left without doing the quest.
Oh, no!
I get all the way to the bank. I'm like, all right, let's put the crystal in the shared... Where the hell's the crystal? And then I look up at the quest thing. I didn't even do the friggin' quest!
It was talking about princesses with gear hearts that just totally distracted the hell, wasn't it?
I guess so. Jeez. Wow. It's all about the sex toys, right?
Apparently.
I guess so, enough to distract him from what he's doing.
Oh.
That's just too funny. And I thought I was bad.
What's wrong?
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. He was thinking about Nicatel going over there and going, oh, princess!
Oh, the princesses!
Oh, goodness, that's a very sad... Oh, that hurts my brain.
Gearheart. No.
Oh, my gosh. And again, this is why we have a mature audience warning, yes?
No, of course not.
No, never.
You people are wrong.
We're innocent.
Yeah, you're about as innocent as Nicotel is.
I blame him for starting it. I was behaving myself until he started coming up with vibrating gnomes. And then my mind just went totally south. You guys can't do this to me. I'll be good. And then if somebody says something, that's it. You know, off I go. La la la.
Off the end.
The deep end of the pool. Here I go.
Okay, we only got a few minutes left here, so is there any other points that you've written down that we need to know about the gnomes?
Let me double check my notes, but I think we've covered everything. Let's see here, back to the top of my list. It's pretty much it looks like. Yeah, lifespan about 500 years, and Brell is our creator. Otherwise, you know, just remember that gnomes, although they may be looking at you like they're listening, they may not be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Have any shout-outs? Anyone you want to say hi to?
Legion of Kepikor and the High OGR peoples. And if my mom is ever listening, hi, Mom. I love you.
She probably ran and hid a long time ago.
My God, what are they talking about?
Oh, my mom loves the show. What are you talking about?
Elquin, anyone you want to shout out to?
Well, everybody in the Legion of Kithikor and all the people we grouped with last night. Everybody in the OGR channel. I do want to say one thing, though, which mm-hmm. is... Okay. Delmon was having a discussion earlier about the Headless Huntsman and how a lot of the Uber guilds are
monopolizing him.
And basically locking it down. You know, I think the way to stop a lot of this is just to boycott the sales that these guys are doing. They've been looting him and selling the stuff. Keeping everybody else away. Well, you know, one way to put a quick stop to that is just if everybody would be willing not to buy the items that they're selling. And then what are they going to do? Mm-hmm. I mean, once they gear up and they have no more use for it and it's all lore and they've even got their alts geared up, what are they going to do? They're not going to find any more amusement this way. That's one way to stop stuff like that. Boycott it.
Yep.
That, and you can always add every single one of their names to your ignore list.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way, guys. I mean, passive protest here.
No, it's just like
passive,
you know,
boycott.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like some people have a problem with the station cash and stuff like that. If you don't like it, don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. No one's forcing you to.
But you know, the thing that. That keeps them going is they've been selling the items off the Headless Huntsman.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Uzark wants to let everybody know that the Farsight Chronicles are out again tonight on the Antonia Bell server Broker.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Good reading.
Okay, well, I'd like to give a shout out to, of course, the Legion of Kithikor, my buddies. Legion of Kithikor, and of course everyone at the Maiden's Fancy in Nariak. Remember, Thursday nights, Nicotel can go ahead and spam the OGR channel of dates and times and blah 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 blah. Folks at the Raven Mythic, I've been having some fun at the Raven Mythic lately, meeting people and RPing and stuff like that. Raven-Mythic. God, is it com or org?
Oh,
I can't remember. Let me take a look here. Raven. Raven-mythic.com. You can sign up on their forums and stuff like that. It seems to be a great group of people there.
Oh, I have one additional thing. You know, for anybody that wants to learn more about my lore about Santania and how she became and all of that, please feel free to go to kithacore.org in the forums. I have my own little thing there that, you know, my own journal that I'm writing about her past and what she's currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to read up and, you know, I'm here.
Very good. And, of course, Ilquinjena has her blog through kithacore.org as well, ilquinjena.kithacore.org.
You can always go there and read about taking Uber Rangers. No, the Ranger Death Squad. That's more like
it. Death Squad, yes. And, of course, I post anything that I happen to find humorous and exciting on kithacore.org. Could be anything from video glitches. I posted the picture that I was talking about in the chat channel a few days ago, where my graphics just went completely off the charts, and the only thing I could really see was the glow of lights. And nice. And a bunch of letters and numbers and stuff like that. Well, you can see that at kithacore.org. I have it under a post called The Matrix Reloaded, because that's what it looked like, the friggin' Matrix. Also, I wanted to mention, you know, we normally cover deaths of celebrity people. I just want to say a fond farewell for anyone who remembers wrestling in the 80s. Captain Lou Albano has died last week at the age of 76 of natural causes. Those who didn't follow wrestling but may have been a fan of Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, that music video, Captain Lou played her father in the video. So Captain Lou Albano, dead at the age of 76, a fond farewell. There we go.
Can you do a quick explanation exactly what a Ranger Death Squad is?
Ranger Death Squad is
Make
when
sure
a ranger...
Don't think that it's just a bunch of rangers that run up and go, boom, die.
No. It's a bunch of rangers who get together and kick things' asses. There is safety in numbers, my dear. And let me tell you something. When you got five rangers doing sniper shot on you, you're not going to last.
And, of course, Lyra wants people to know the Knights of the Dead are here and only 2 months until Frostfell.
2 months until Frostfell. Knights of the Dead, of course, there's only 3 hours left to do your moonlight enchantments.
No, they've extended it, I think.
Oh, they extended it?
Let me double check. I thought I read that they extended it.
24 hours is not enough time. I mean, you know, like last night we went to bed around, you know, just after midnight. And I don't get home until, you know, 7 o'clock. That doesn't give me a whole lot of time if I want to grab some crystals, you know what I mean? But, you know, they always seem to extend it for a day or two.
They were having problems on Butcher Block, Luke and Delir, and Nagathan. And I think they probably extended it on those three servers.
Hmm. Well, I'm running.
You're running late.
Yeah. So I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, getting some crystals and stuff, trying to replace some of the stuff I had to cannibalize.
I just sent you four mossy things.
They're not going to match the rest of my things, but that's okay.
You don't want the mossy ones?
Well, you know what? I'll use them in the new place. We are creating a haunted forest in Gorrowind, in the six-room house in Gorrowind. I've created haunted forest, and I'm trying to create something spooky looking there. I'm also going to be going around making a bunch of vaults and stuff to get the future tombstone so I can create a cemetery.
Nice.
That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's it for the show, ladies and gentlemen. And we actually ended up right around 9 o'clock. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Jethro Silverwing Show for the 20th of October, 2009. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldershatch. And noted contributions by 3 badgers, 2 giant rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.